This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The cabinet has approved development of Greenfield Airport at Kota Bundi in Rajasthan at an estimated cost of 1,507 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav announced the Union Cabinet's decisions while briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon.
Greenfield Airport, naya airport banega, Kota Bundi Airport. State Highway 70 se jaake NH52 aur ye Kota Devli bypass, yahan pe dekhe to ek bada patch identify hua hai, jo ki Kota Bundi Greenfield Airport naya banega. Kareeb 20,000 square meter ki terminal building banegi, 3,200 meter ka runway banega, 1,000 acre jameen Rajasthan sarkar iske liye free of cost de rahi hai, aur kareeb 1507 crore rupaye ka investment isme aayega. Capacity iski hogi 2 million passengers per annum.
Mr. Vaishnav said cabinet has also approved construction of 6-lane access control capital region ring road in Odisha at a cost of over 8,307 crore rupees.
रिंग रोड बहुत ही इम्पोर्टेंट प्रोजेक्ट है. प्रधानमंत्री जी का जो पूर्वोदय का विजन है कि पूर्वी भारत में अवस्थित हमारे जितने राज्य हैं उनके विकास के लिए लगातार जो प्रयासरत माने प्रधानमंत्री जी रहते हैं, उसी विजन का ये प्रोजेक्ट भी एक हिस्सा है. हाईली मॉडर्न तरीके से बनाया जाएगा. 6 लेन एक्सेस कंट्रोल्ड, जहां जहां जरूरत है वहां पे सर्विस लेन्स, प्रॉपर एक आधुनिक तरीके से इस प्रोजेक्ट को बनाया जाएगा. ये प्रोजेक्ट करीब 111 किलोमीटर का है.
Former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy will be the India Bloc's candidate for the vice presidential election. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge made the announcement about the decision during a press conference in New Delhi this afternoon. Mr. Kharge informed that Mr. Reddy will file his nomination on Thursday. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi held the 24th round of special representatives dialogue on the boundary question between the countries in New Delhi today. In his opening remarks, Mr. Doval said the situation along the border has improved over the past 9 months and has remained peaceful and quiet.
There has been an upward trend. Borders have been quiet. There have been peace and tranquility. Our bilateral engagements have been more substantial. And we are most grateful to our leaders who in Kazan in October last were able to set a new trend. And we have profited a lot since then. The new environment that has been created has helped us.
Meanwhile, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi emphasized that the setbacks that the two countries experienced in the past few years were not in the interest of the people of both sides. The Chinese Foreign Minister, who is on a 2-day official visit to India, is also scheduled to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi later in the day. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill will further amend the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957. The Lok Sabha was adjourned till 4 p.m. following opposition parties' ruckus over various issues. When the House assembled after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., the House resumed special discussion on India's first astronaut, Captain Subhanshu Shukla's stay aboard the International Space Station, focusing on the critical role of the space program for Viksit Bharat by 2047. Mumbai and its suburbs are reeling under heavy rainfall, leading to severe waterlogging, suspension of local train services and flight delays. Authorities appealed to citizens to avoid unnecessary travel and asked all private offices and establishments in the Mumbai metropolitan region to direct employees to work from home wherever possible and to avoid unnecessary travel. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, issued a red alert for heavy rainfall in the city and the neighbouring districts for today. The IMD has issued red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over coastal Karnataka, Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, central Maharashtra and north interior Karnataka today. India's Asia Cup squad has been announced by the Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, Chief Selector Ajit Agarkar and T20 International Captain Surya Kumar Yadav. Shubman Gill has been named as the vice-captain of the side, while Jasprit Bumrah is also part of the squad. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended with gains of over 0.4%. Sensex rose 370 points to close at 81,644, while Nifty gained 103 points to settle at 24,980. And that is the end of this news bulletin.